Hello there. Welcome to Laid Back Japanese, a Native Shark podcast. In these podcasts, your hosts, Chie and Tai, explore everything Japanese. Anything from things you may encounter in your daily life in Japan, to the things that a learner of Japanese might have some questions about. I wonder, what are we talking about today?
Yahoo! Hello and welcome to the Laid Back Japanese podcast. Nanka yitte.
I was trying to go with the hello, but nante itte ii ka wakarimasen deshita.
Mechcha shuchuu no kao datta.
Are?
Are?
Oss! Ara? Konnichiwa! Oss!
Wa, chotto otoko pokatta ne.
Ah, honto? Ya, atashi demo yuu yo. Oss!
Sokka.
Chiwasu.
Chiwasu. Soyuu no ne.
Yo.
Yo. Yo.
With the hand.
Ano, koe ga. Koe ga. Han hukumete, koe ga.
いや、私でも言うよ、そういうふうに。よ。
よ。
こんにちは。
よ。こんにちは。僕、知恵、それ言うの初めて聞いたかも。
え、絶対言うよ。
あんな風だったら。
あ、本当？
うん。あんな風だったら、なんか声が低く言ってた。
そうね。よ。
よ。
くらいかな。よ。
よ。やっほー。
That was a lot of yo's, though. なんで？
That was a lot of yo's.
なんでよの話してるの？
Today we'll be talking about gendered speech, which is a fun topic because it's not quite as distinct in English versus Japanese. Japanese is kind of distinct. So we'll be talking about that today. Just kidding. Future Tai here. Today we'll be talking about first person pronouns, third person pronouns, things like that. Because turns out with gendered speech, there is a lot to talk about. So we'll continue with the rest of the gendered speech topic in future episodes. In this episode, will just be pronouns and stuff. はい、よろしくお願いします。
最初にちょっとビジットしたいのは、私とか I の言い方。For example, if anyone's seen your name, there's that scene in your name, or... え、君の名はか。日本語ちょっと忘れた。
君の名は。
君の名は。で、the main character...is trying to say I, but they're in the opposite gender that they usually are, and trying to guess which I they're using. This is a really common question that I get.
Yeah, it's a really... I used to write a blog, and I wrote a topic about how to say I in Japanese, and this was the final example that I gave. But, so だね? So the... 君の名は...
Essentially, she says 私... because she's a girl, but in a boy's body. And then she goes down the list of 私、私、僕、俺 to arrive at the correct saying of I in that scene.
Yeah. Her friends give her this weird look when she first says 私. And then she's like, wait, let me change. え、私? No. 僕? No. 俺? みたいな。
そうそう。Yeah, so I looked up the proper ways and places in which these things are used, because there's a lot of questions that people, learners of Japanese ask about this question of which I do I use?
Yeah.
で、タイはどれ使う?
I use 僕, but I have used 俺 plenty of times. So it's actually, honestly, you could get me talking about 2 hours for just this topic. But trying to keep it short, I have used both. When I first had my first language partner, they said to me when I was using boku, I met them in Japan and we were talking and she was like, she said, you are good enough at Japanese where using boku makes you sound like a kid, so you should use ore. So I started using ore. And then I like gradually shifted back to boku because all of my friends I met used it. And then I tried to consciously change back to ore because I thought about that. And then I met a new friend here in Fukuoka and then she was like, why do you use ore? I'm like, oh, my friend told me it was probably a good idea. And then she's like, you're too nice to use ore. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean? Or like, your hanashikata is too teine and nice to use ore. So maybe you should use boku. So like, you can use either. I don't care. It's whatever. But yeah. So I started using boku again. And now I'm on boku.
You gotta stand your ground and your identity there.
I think I'm sticking with boku this time.
Tai は boku かな? どっちだろうね?
ちょっと俺と言うとなんかちょっとちょぴっと違和感が出る、
うん、
僕の中に Like, it feels a little weird to me to use 俺、
うん、
But I think the biggest piece of advice is just not really care about it、
うん、
and just pick one and just use it、うん、You know? They also recommended to me to swap based on my friend group
そう、それ
So, and I'm like, wait, so maybe if you and my friends meet up, then what do I say? Boku or 俺? I don't know. And then she's like, ah, just stick with Boku. I'm like, yeah, I'm sticking with Boku. So, that's the story of my 一人称.
Yeah, I think you touched on the very important part of this conversation of which I do we use is,
yeah.
One, it really doesn't matter. But two, it's situational. So, Tai, 私使ったことある? Mm-hmm.私 is associated with feminine I.
ない。
使ったことない。
Never. When I first learned Japanese, I wanted to because I thought it sounded the coolest. And then I learned, I was like, wait. Mostly girls only say 私. But guys also say it plenty too.
Mm. So my dad, he is American. But he is quite good at Japanese. And we lived there for numerous years. And he uses 私.
Right.
And his reasoning behind it is, one, it's kind of gender neutral and not very, it's not aggressive or it's not, you know, deciding anything for anyone. But two, he did work in situations where it was more formal. So he would be in situations where it would be more acceptable or more comfortable for other people around him to be using 私 in Japanese.
Right. Yeah, that's the good thing about 私 is it's really...like a good fallback. When in doubt, you can just say watashi. No one's going to bat an eye, really, right? A guy friend I met recently, he says watashi. And it just feels normal.
So for a 女の子 or a girl, 私は私 So 私 but the wa turns into a. 私の砕けた発音。私。And I also say uchi because I'm from the south area.I looked it up and apparently it's Nishi Nihon. It's the West people.
Yeah. You can also say in like、Usually? Kyoto also has uchi, I believe.
So I feel like the bottom half of Japan, the girls might use uchi to say me.
Yeah. I think something really interesting about that actually is how you use all of them, right?
使うね。
Like,I've heard you use every single one of them. Watashi, atashi, and uchi.
And watakushi.
Watakushi. Yeah,
I also use that.
I also use watakushi. We use watakushi when we're goofing around and being way too formal.
楽しい。使うの。
そうだね。
俺と僕は私使わないかな。
使わないと思う。
Even in sarcastic, I usually don't use that one. But I could. Yeah. I could start using it.
Unless you're like pretending to be a guy, right?Like, if you made a joke pretending to be a guy, you could say ore or boku. But, yeah, I don't think I've ever heard you use those.
But you can definitely encounter anime or manga or something with characters, probably even in real life, too. But girls can say boku as a character thing, and it's still feminine.
It's still feminine? Oh, yeah. I thought it gives off a tomboy kind of vibe.
なんか小さいキャラクターで boku.使う子とかいるじゃん。
女の人の小さいキャラ。使えるよね。Yeah, okay, I guess. I don't remember too much right now, but I have heard it before. I remember when I was really into anime, there was like a chart of like people who, like, 一人称, like, so 一人称 is like self pronouns, right? So I. And there was, they called that character bokuko or something. Bokuko? Bokuko?
Bokuko.
And the ko is like a musume, I think, the kanji for musume. So girl, daughter. So yeah, just like a girl who says boku. It's like an actual word for it.
Hey, 面白い。
I don't know what like what nuances that word carries, you know? Because I learned it from like in an English speaking context. So I don't know the Japanese nuances. So I don't know if it's maybe offensive or what, but.
Bokuko probably just something that's similar to tomboy.Meaning that's kind of the feeling that you get off of the word. It doesn't necessarily mean tomboy, but みたいな感じの feeling.
Right. But they can still be kind of, they can still be feminine.
Mm.
But they just say
なんか可愛い感じ。 可愛い女の子だけど、ちょっと僕っぽい言葉遣いをしてるキャラクター。Ah,
so they talk like slightly tomboyish, but they're just still cute. And maybe their action of talking tomboyish is kind of cute.
Yeah. Because they could go all the way and say ore, and then that would make them super aggressively on the male side.
Right. That makes sense. So earlier we mentioned how using like all these different pronouns, you can use them with like different friend groups and stuff. But something I think is also important to talk about is like kind of how close your friends are too, right? Like with ore, you probably don't want to use it in a formal situation, but also you can break that rule and still do it. I know a lot of like high school boys will say ore while still using formal language, like talking to their teacher, right? And that's still natural as far as I'm aware.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it in Native Shark a lot too, I feel like.
僕?
Yeah. Or ore, and then like with des or shimasu, whatever. I hear that a lot in Native Shark lessons.
うちも、うちを使うときは, it's usually closer friends. And then if just surface or I've never met them before. Never met them before is probably 私. And then 私 is the a little bit friends, but not really friends. Sometimes.
Yep.
I do still use 私 to closer friends too, but I'll switch between 私 and 私 for sure.
Yeah. I know with 俺, the general advice, right, is kind of don't use it in formal situations. 私 or 僕 are the best. So like if you say 僕, you can stick with 僕. It also depends on the level of formality, right? If you're talking to a customer or like your boss, maybe 私.
Yeah, if you were a guy at a hotel desk front job, you would most likely use 私.
Yeah, that's almost guaranteed 私 ね.
私 ね.
私 ね. 私だ ね. We could talk about that in the next episode.
Oh man,
the differences
okay.
of
wait, but just a side, slight tangent. There, in our community, I asked what kind of topics related to gender speech we wanted to go over in our podcast so that people can give their questions and curiosities in the chat. And we got a lot. And we were going to talk about all of them, but discovered that the topic for I, and we'll also go into the third person as well, but that topic in and of itself is kind of large, so we're gonna break it up into two episodes, or maybe three. I don't actually know how large this topic actually is.
Maybe three even.
The last one that I want to mention that's first person or 一人称 is 自分. That one is also used. I didn't actually meet anyone that used 自分 until college. Actually,
it's really
interesting because everyone in the South, I think, where I grew up, used uchi or ore, and we didn't use 自分. But the other thing that we have not mentioned is that you can just omit it most of the time.
Yeah, that's actually the real trick.
Yeah.
How to get your pronoun in Japanese correct? Don't say it.
Don't say it.
Just don't.
So if anyone, you know, you go to a restaurant, your friends are blah blah blah, asking who's ordering what. Like, udon-cha hoshii hito.
Hi.
You just say hi, or just raise your hand instead of watashi or ore.
Honestly, any sentence. So this is actually really good practice. I've heard like of this challenge of like speaking Japanese with a friend. Go a day without using a pronoun.
Ooh.
And just see if it works. Like, challenge yourself to do that. And that will probably, your Japanese naturalness will probably go up a lot too.
Oh, いいね.
Yeah. Well, especially at the start, though, like, think about beginner Japanese sentences, and I know mine were definitely this way. Like, you just start off with, there's just watashi wa, and then there's your sentence. You don't need it, or boku wa, then whole sentence.
Isn't the first sentence usually, watashi no namae wa chie desu?
Yeah.
No one says that.
No one says that, right? Yeah. I think that's actually huge. Even when you introduce yourself. Tai desu, yoroshiku onegaishimasu. That's it. Tai to moshimasu.
Yeah, it's interesting because the flip now for me is awkward. If I'm writing a cold email or something, I hesitate to say my name is Chie. I try to opt to say I'm Chie. It just feels so weird to me.
Yeah, but both of those also double use the thing anyway. You have I and then my.
But
right?
I'm takes up the less space in this world, you know?
Ah, なるほど. So それならわかる。
うん。
But it is something really interesting. I actually think that's a really important point, is just kind of try your very best to use it as little as possible. Only if they're like confused on who you're talking about. And then you can say, ah, 僕が, 僕の, or such. Like, oh, I am, or it's mine, or whatever. But like, other than that, do your very best to just avoid using the pronouns.
頑張ってみて。え、楽しそう。
うん、楽しい。僕、no, I said 僕。I already failed. でも、うん、何回やったことあるけど、すごい勉強になったと思う。
うん、
それやったら。
皆さん、チャレンジしたら、come tell us your results and how long you could go without saying I.
Yeah, maybe turn it into a week challenge or like a month. A month seems intense.
It's like that poster thing where you write how many ever days without doing blah, blah, blah. We had a tally of... we had the thing going when we switched from Nihongo Shark to Native Shark. And it would be how many ever days without saying Nihongo Shark instead of Native Shark.
Yeah.
And
how many days since our last Nihongo Shark?
Yeah.
I would usually be the one to reset the counter.
I feel like it was you or either Nico said it.
Yeah,
the most.
It was me or Nico.
Oh, man.
It's just, yeah. Oh, for Nico. No!
No!
Reset the counter. Oh, it's only been 3 days.
Mm-hmm. That
great.
That was
fun.
I love it.
Yeah.
A lot of places you look and hear about how to say 一人称, which is how do I say I or me, specifically in Japanese too. I feel like a lot of things talk about the 二人称, which is the kimi, omae, teme and stuff. But I don't know if you see a lot of the 三人称, which is the he, she, they.
Yeah.
So we'll just kind of throw this in here before we go into the ninisho and go over some of the other things that you might have encountered. So, sanisho といえば、なんて言うか?
あの人, I think, is the first one that comes to mind. Because it's gender neutral and it works for everyone. So, あの人, あの is that, and then 人, person, so that person. In English, we definitely don't say, oh, that person. But actually, we do.
Mm.
But not as much. I feel like we say it more in Japanese.
Mm.
It's like a really good, just kind of general, cover every base. Boom. Mm.
で、あの方が, it's the formal version of あの人. あの人 is already formal, but あの方would be the more formal version.
Right, the really formal. あの人 is formal?
あの人 is not rude.
Yeah, I think, yeah, okay. It's not rude. You can use it. I use it in casual. I hear it in casual all the time. But it's just not rude.
そうね。
Okay.And then you could also, if they are male or female, and you just want to say that.
I was trying to think of a rude version of anohito. And people do, okay, grain of salt here. Take it with a grain of salt.
Here we go.
People do refer to other people that they might be close to as are. That.
Are.
Yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So a parent, you know, then maybe their kid's goofing off or something. And they're kind of being playful and silly towards them. And, you know, maybe the parent is talking to another parent and あれが僕の or 俺の息子です or whatever.
Okay. 面白い。知らんかった。
聞いたことない?
I love that.
Yeah.
まあ、あるかもしれんけど、あんま覚えてない。なんか使えない。
Yeah. Don't use that one. Unless you know what you're doing with あれ.
Yeah. Another one that comes to mind is kind of similar with ano, is the rude one is what I thought of. Ano yaro.
Oh.
Right?
Mm.
So yeah, yaro is like pretty rude, so don't use it. But what would, how can I translate yaro without swearing on the podcast?
The only thing that comes to mind is that lad, but I'm being sarcastic, you know what I mean?
That sounds that sarcastic. Lad. That sounds not. That lad. But yeah, it's basically a rude way to say they or him or she, depending. I would say generally avoid that one. I've never used it myself, and I don't think I'll need to anytime soon, hopefully.
あとは、彼女と彼?
そうだね。
Is the gendered that person.
彼女、し、彼、ひ、だね。
It's interesting, though, to note that 彼女 can mean girlfriend.But 彼 if you say 彼氏, it's boyfriend only.
そうだね。
But it, yeah, it's kind of the same thing in English sometimes. You know, I could say girlfriend and it would just mean a friend that is a girl. Or in right. my case, in my specific case,
right.
I could say girlfriend as in a friend that is a girl. And but I can't say boyfriend without really meaning that it's a boyfriend.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, like you're dating. So you can say girlfriend. Chia, you can say girlfriend without dating context, but you can't say boyfriend without a dating context. And I can't say either. So I can't say girlfriend because if I say girlfriend as a guy, then it's like I'm dating. But if I also say boyfriend as a guy, it's also like I'm dating. So I can't say either.
That's interesting. I would say guy friend, I guess. Guy friend versus boyfriend.
Yeah, I would say guy friend.
But 彼女、彼…
I don't say… There's no replacement for girlfriend for guys. You just say, oh, my friend that's a girl.
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend. 日本語のアクセントで。My girlfriend.
そうそう。That's interesting. There's a lot of words for husband and wife, but not really too many for just dating.
Oh, we could do a whole episode on the words for husband and wife.
いっぱいあるよね。
Oh, God. Well, let's put that down somewhere for later.
Yeah. Okay. I am ready for 二人称 Tai. Tell me all about them.
I will tell you all about them, Chia, because I never use them. But...
え、そうなの?あ、そっか。あ、使わない。使わないよね、あんまりね。
I mean, that's kind of... It's similar to the 一人称. So, the first person pronouns, right? So, 二人称 are second person pronouns. This is the way we say you in any language, I guess. And yeah, I never use them because generally they're just kind of rude. Like, if you don't... Like, one of the things is if you don't know the person's name or you forgot their name, you don't start saying you to them. You ask them, what would you say? もう一度名前聞いてよろしいですか? Or that's like really formal.
名前なんですか? ちょっと名前もう一回お願いします。
Yeah, 名前もう一回お願いします。So like, sorry, could I get your name again?
How would you catch someone that's walking away from you that you saw them drop their wallet?
すいません。とか。I think I would just say すみません。
いや、すみません。そこの方 or そこの人、そこの方かな。Because you don't know them. すみません。ちょっと落とし物。Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
君。
Just kind of start talking. 君。
言わない
ね。君。That would, yeah, 言わないね。We don't say that one. But that one, I feel like I hear a ton in anime and games and...
君いっぱい言うね。I'm trying to think back and you just hear it everywhere.
It's crazy. But like in real life, nobody uses Kimi like that.
ドラマとかでも出てくるよ。Japanese ドラマ。Kimi.
Yeah, it's just any media. だね。It's very surprising.
Is there any other one that's not rude before we go into the rude ones?
I mean, technically there's Anata, but that can also kind of be rude if you know their name. But also it can be like a pet name too, right? Like, yeah.
Anata?
You'll hear, like, if there's a Japanese couple, the female will, like an old married couple say, the female will call the guy anata as like a pet name.
Oh,That's a pet, pet name.
A pet name, yeah.
Not a pet name, but a pet name.
No, yeah, not like the name of a pet. A pet name as in like something like honey or something like deer.
すいません。
That type of thing.
英語がちょっと入ってきませんでした。言うね、あなた。I sometimes use it to Caleb because my mom uses it to refer to people in the family and I'm used to hearing that.
Yeah.
And so it'll just kind of slip out and call Caleb that, but it's not in like a pet name way. If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it just like happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, people who are, yeah, a lot of family members will call each other either anata or anta.
Anta, yeah. My mom also refers to me as anta. It does not go the other way. 私はお母さんにはあんたは使いません。
Do you say anata to your mom?
いや、絶対お母さんかな。Or 母上。Sometimes I'll use 母上。
母上? Yeah, don't say 母上。Very, too formal.So it kind of like the person, if you're on equal or like above footing, like the above looking down, like parent to kid or something, or like kid to kid, I guess, or parent to sister, brother, whatever. you can use, but not from like kid to parent, not on equal footing, right? You just say they're お母さん or whatever their name.
母ちゃん. I used 母ちゃん, 父ちゃん too. Just so, to, I mean, just for fun, not actually.
Yeah.
But people do call their parents 母ちゃん, 父ちゃん, depending on who you are. That's a side topic though.
Wait, mother, no, I didn't know that.
Father.
That's another episode.
Yeah. Oh no. We came up with like four plus the one that we haven't even talked about in this.
So many.
Tokidoki learner to ka watashino koto omae tte iu ne.
Yeah.
Aru yo ne. Chotto.
Yeah. Aru.
Tte naru.
Un tte naru. Nante? Nante?
Mo ikkai, mo ikkai.
Like what did you say? Yeah. Mecha hiku mitaina kanji. It like makes you like pull back. You're like, "Wait, what?" Cuz you don't expect it cuz it's kind of rude.
Mecha, okay. I think we covered hiku in our slang episode. Hiku is I want to disassociate with you, pull away. That kind of hiku.
Okay. So maybe that doesn't apply fully.
Yeah, you're taken aback is what you're trying to say, I think, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to say I'm taken aback.
Yeah. Hiku is like, I am removing myself from this like relationship right now because you are...
Get me out of here.
Yeah, you were saying something weird and I don't want to be associated with.
Okay, that makes sense.
同じだけどちょっと違うかな?
Yeah. How would we say... All right, in the way that I'm trying to express it, the taken aback, how would I say that? ちょっとびっくりする?
ちょっとびっくりしたとか... ちょっとうわって思う。はい。で、次は?お前、おめえ言われたことある?おめえ、てめえ言われたことある?
In video games, a ton of times, but in real life, never. I don't think I've ever heard it outside of really video games, basically.
ちは?私は... I have heard a male teacher call a male student, おめえ. But I think it was in like a sports... setting. Okay, and they were really like, mad because they were doing something really dumb.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was an aggressive situation, yelling, blah, blah, blah. Not, no hitting or anything like that, but...
Right.
Just really disappointed teacher.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Yeah. Omae, ome, teme. That's like super high emotion stuff.
Mm.
In anime, it seems more normal, but in real life, you don't say that, right?
Mm. I feel like ome is more common than teme in those settings too. Not in real life, but it's very specific.
Yeah, for sure. I'd agree with that. So those are kind of already anime-ppoi. Dakedo, tsugi no wa meccha anime-ppoi ne.
Eh, anime? Okay. Ome, teme would show up in anime. These next ones might show up in anime, but I think sometimes also specifically jidaigeki toka.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Old-time Japanese...
Yeah, old Japanese historical, like stories or plays.
Stuff.
So, kisama.
Kisama.
I hear that in a lot of anime. Like, if the hero's talking to the bad guy, kisama, or such.
I just imagine swords. Kisama and swords yeah, go swords together. Yeah, swords fighting.
Yeah. You hear kisama, like, if anyone knows Fate Zero, which is like one of my favorite shows, I hear kisama all the time in that. Onushi. Onushi and nushi.
Iwanai.
Iwanai ne, mataku. But I've heard it in... I played Breath of the Wild and I heard it there. And also one of my favorite characters says it. Nushi yo. Something something, save the castle. The King of Hyrule will say that to you. Nushi.
Gender pronoun. Ajimakata. Gender speech wo hanasu hazu datta no ni. Kyou wa pronoun de owatte shimaimashita.
Hi, so this ne, but I think it was a really helpful topic because it's such a huge topic. I know personally speaking, even my Chie, even when we met, like I was like 3-4 years into my studies and I was still confused on what to use, you know? So I think turning it into a whole episode hopefully was helpful for everyone. Yeah, we'll leave with kyou no shitsumon desu. 一人称を使わないで一番長く続いたのはどのくらいでしたか?
では皆さん、自分を指す言葉は毎回使わなくても通じることの方が多いよ。
Thanks for listening. To continue your learning, be sure to sign up with Native Shark at nativeshark.com/LBJP to get an extended free trial and check out the show notes linked in the description. Did you have any questions about the topic? Are there any topics you want us to talk about on this podcast? Come chat with us at nativeshark.com/community. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
代名詞は pronoun で、ニーションは personal.
That pronunciation was so weird. What?
It was the mix. It was a terrible mix of everything. And I don't
Probably
apologize.
Because Kimi is omae. I mean, sorry. Kimi is you. Okay.
Kimi is omae. Hey, future Tai here. Coming from the future.
That's probably fine. And then adding... We're just trying things here. Okay. Who knows if it'll work.
We're trying so hard.
Yeah.